welcome Senior Vice President, General Manager, Mobility Group, Dodi Perlmutter.
Good afternoon, everyone. Why are we here? Well, if you don't know, at least I'm here about to tell you. We're here to talk about mobility. Mobility is a very exciting segment in the market. It is the growth opportunity for you and for Intel. And it is one of the most growing businesses within Intel today. I'm going to talk about wonderful technology, wonderful products, great things that you and us could work together to get to the market and create new products, new services that the market did not have had before. Mobility goes hand to hand with personal. When you take it with you, you have the thing that you want to have. You have your pictures, your videos, your data, your office if you're a person like me that walks around the clock. And you have it with you anytime, anywhere. Together with that, it goes with the shapes, the colors, the material. What is this PC is built from to really make it personal? And you see that, and it's evolving. And you know when it's become from a technology to a fashion, when you see kids have their own color associated with their own notebook. Innovation has been increased, and the shape of the notebooks and how they look is way different from where it were just 25 years ago. And we have our concept PC concept that we've started 4 years ago to bring innovation into the market. We work with our OEM partners, and they took this innovation, they put their innovation on top of it, so we create new shapes, new opportunities for people to use. When you talk about mobility, you always ask about battery life. People want more and more battery life. We've improved battery life quite significantly. We moved from Pentium to Centrino, and we are now running at the range of 4 or 5 hours quite nicely, and we're improving since then. So this graph that you have on here shows you certain things that we are doing. I'm going to touch on two. One of them is Robson technology. I'm going to talk about in more details later. But it saves about 400 milliwatts from the platform. Another big deal is that we work together with our partners, Toshiba and Matsushita Display, and we have created a technology with them that really does dynamic switching between progressive and interlaced. For years, mobile technology lagged significantly behind desktops. People used to say that if I want to do a real thing, I need to go to my desktop PC because my notebook is just too slow for that. Not anymore. And this is known fact since we launched Centrino mobile technology. We are cutting the gap, and you could do with a notebook what you could do with your mainstream desktop today and also in the future. And it's shrimping way beyond our dreams. Our dual-core 65-nanometer technology-based products, the Core Duo and the Core 2 Duo, are ramping way faster than in our original Pentium M at 130 nanometers and the Pentium M at 90 nanometers. Way faster. And we're going to end this year with 90% of our products shipped in performance to be dual-core. Last IDF, we stood here and in other places around the globe, and we promised that in the summer we will have our Core 2 Duo technology, leading-edge microprocessor technology, into our Core 2 Duo Acerola, Centrino Duo platforms. And we did just that. A few weeks ago, we launched this product. It's a novel. It's a breakthrough in power performance. It delivers 20% more performance than Core 2 Duo in the same power envelope and not hitting anything on battery life. This is really the best microprocessor in the world. But we don't stand still. We do not want to sit on the laurels and say this is it. We continue to move on And our next big move is going to be in the first half of next year with our Santa Rosa platform. It launches many new things. It's going to use the Core2 Duo that we just launched, but it's going to come with some enhancement that are enabled only at Santa Rosa. On top of that, it comes up with new technology, chipset, graphics, new communication, wireless communication, and a wide, broad range of things, and our NAND flash disk caching technology. On top of that, we are going to enable Intel management technology, and this is going to be the richest platform that we have ever introduced in mobile technology. The first enhancement going from Centurion Duo to Santa Rosa is increasing the bus speed from 667 megahertz to 800 megahertz. This is going to significantly increase the bandwidth between the CPU and the chipset. This, on top of the fact that we have a leading-edge chipset microarchitecture, allows us to increase throughput to memory, reduce latency, and results in much higher CPU performance. The second feature is enhancing the dynamic scaling of power and performance into the bus. In previous generation, we had the CPU going from high frequency mode, which delivered the utmost performance at the highest power, and it was scaling through what we call the P-point, and we have 60 P-points, all the way down to low frequency mode, each time picking a different point of frequency and voltage, which means that at each point you get just the performance you need and not anything beyond that. So, in the Santa Rosa generation, we added this super elephant. We now do the same trick that we do on the CPU core, taking it all the way down from high frequency to low frequency, doing the same on the bus, and take it up from 800 megahertz to 400 megahertz, resulting in the CPU frequency moving from 1200 megahertz to 600 megahertz. This results in yet another reduction in active power. This is critical when you really measure and want to get battery life better. The second one is when the chip is in stop mode. In core architecture, which is shared with Core Duo and Core2 Duo, we've added the enhanced deeper sleep. In enhanced deeper sleep, what happens is that the CPU frees up and evacuates all the contents from the cache and gets to the lower level of voltage, which means lower power, and leakage goes exponentially with voltage. But each time there was a bus activity generated by memory activity, the chipset was waking up the CPU, checking on, do you have this stuff in the cache? And the answer was no, because not there. We added a new capability. And with this new capability, the chipset knows that the cache is empty and therefore does not have to go wake up the CPU and get it into an active mode, check the status of the cache and go back. It really gets to the situation where the CPU is in deeper sleep as much as is needed and is being waked up to do real work, saving significantly the non-active power. Another wonderful feature that we have on Santa Rosa is really enhancing the graphics and the video capabilities of this product. Crestline, our next generation mobile chipset, really delivers richness, realism, lifelike effects in high definition playback. Clear Video Technology has the video processing hardware and software to allow to get high definition video playbacks with sharper images and advanced deinterlacing and color controls. With all this wonderful enhancement, we never forget about power. So this product is going to deliver similar average powers to what we had in previous generations and is continue to support this display power saving techniques. Next one, putting a NAND flash based disk cache really does some wonder to your performance. It gives you 2x faster application load and application execution. It gives you 2x faster resume from hibernation on your notebook. And like many good things, it comes also with low power because it really eliminates many of the accessors and getting the disk spindles really spinning around and create some power. Notebook without wireless connectivity is not something that we would be happy with. In the Web 2.0 era, when you want to be connected to the one you like, let it be a MySpace, YouTube, a Google Maps, a Yahoo search, finance, whatever, you want to be able to access that anytime you really need it. In order to do that, you really need wireless connectivity. That's not new revelation. We are putting focus on wireless in two vectors. One, increasing significantly the speed of our Wi-Fi solution, but also creating solutions which are expanding the way that you could connect. So other than connecting in small places, you really get networks that cover way larger, way bigger geographies. So first I want to touch on our Kedron 802.11 AGN technology. This is supporting or compatible with the draft of 802.11 standard. It delivers 300 megabit per second. This is 5x than what we had in the previous generation of 802.11g and close to 30x better than the first 802.11 we had on our Centrino platform only in the middle of 2003. This is really based on 2x3 MIMO technology, two transmitters, three receivers that we have that really enhances the signal and does a lot of wonder in digital processing to really be able to transmit and receive these wonderful rates. But we are not forgetting that this is a notebook. So huge focus on form factor, but making this mini PCI Express card single-sided so you can make it denser, but also continue to focus and being leading edge of Wi-Fi technology as its predecessor was in power dissipation. Since this is a standout in the world, we want to make sure that we ensure interoperability with as many access points we could have. Because one of our big Centrino promises that you go out there and can make a connection. We are supplementing the Wi-Fi Alliance interoperability testing with additional what we call real-world testing. This is taking our stuff outside and checking with our leading access point manufacturers, partners, like Buffalo, D-Link, Linksys, and Netgear. This is crucially important because this robust testing program is what it's all about to make sure that we can allow interoperability across wide ranges of access points. But going faster is one angle. We need to go broader. We're happy to announce today the partnership with Nokia to deliver an integrated wireless card that's going to be inside our Santa Rosa platform that really going to rely on Nokia's HSDPA wideband CDMA technology to deliver wireless WAN solution to our platforms. This is great stuff, and this is going to increase in our mind the attach rate of third-generation technology into notebooks. A few weeks ago, we introduced VPro and IAMT into the desktop. In order to make it mobile, you have to make it support also wireless LAN, because this is the way, or the majority of the way people are connecting their notebooks into the corporate network. The IAMT, and I bet the our guys in DEG have covered this one in length, really delivers discover, protect, and heal over the networks to make sure that you either protect from viruses that come in or disconnect the sick client from the network so it doesn't really be contagious for the rest of the network and heal it eventually from remote by the IT person. With Santa Rosa, we have this capability working over our Wi-Fi solution. And this is really delivering the solution now that an IT could select either a desktop or a notebook to this wonderful way of doing management. And it gets a lot of support from ISVs to really support all the things that you need to get Wi-Fi supported with IAMT. But the jewel of the crown for wireless connectivity is WiMAX. This is what we see as the global high-speed data wireless connection globally. And they're still discovering our products. We have announced this year several products. We're going to have a mobile WiMAX card that supports all the ranges of frequency from 2.5 to 3.3 to 3.5 gigahertz, really supporting wireless spectrum available in different countries in the world. This is supported by our OFR radio that really supports all these frequencies. We're going to take this technology into the future, supporting next generation Macs, and also when we integrate Wi-Fi and WiMAX together in our 2008 platforms to really deliver WiMAX into the meshes of Centrinos when we ship this one. And last but not least, we have started with Rosedale our fixed WiMAX technology. This is going to deliver and be able to allow and support 802.11d. We're going to launch a new product, Rosedale 2, which is supporting dynamic switching between 802.16d, which is the fixed WiMAX, into 802.11.16e, which is the mobile WiMAX. This is going to be done by a software release, and service providers who are building fixed WiMAX networks today could switch later on their system, their network, and also the CPEs built around Rosedale 2 by a software release over the air to support the mobile solution, and this network could later on support Centrino mobile technology. The key word that we will repeat and has repeated time and again is really interoperability of networks worldwide and open standards. In order to enable, and our goal is to really have millions of WiMAX users going on with their notebooks or UMPCs with our WiMAX solutions and be able to connect anytime, anywhere, and any place they're going to be around the world. Therefore, we released earlier this year the Intel Centrino Mobile Technology Reference Guide for WiMAX. This is really to give a roadmap to the service provider building the networks how to build the right profiles and the right configuration for a WiMAX solution. So if you're interested, watch intel.com/go/WiMAX, and later this year we're going to increase it with more details and more information because this is critical for us and for you to make sure that we can connect and have interoperable systems around the world. But components are not enough. The real thing is really having networks. And the tipping point is coming. And we have two big announcements with Sprint and Clearwire announcing that they are going to build networks in 07 and are going to have commercial services in 2008 in areas that cover more than 100 million people. And are all going to supply WiMAX, and we're going to supply WiMAX notebooks into the market. Just having this excitement, we'll move into the next one. Because we are talking about reinventing the PC, and here's our next step. We're going to create another category with the leading edge technology to really create a smaller, lighter, better battery life. And we're going to extend mobility, IA mobility, one step further, in order to create and the ability to use the Intel architecture ecosystem that digs there, which are all the PC applications, all the plugins and everything that runs on the Internet today will really be able to run on these small devices. So first about technology. If our 2006 product is a one in size of a package and power of the CPU, everything about UMPC is about shrinking power and shrinking size. So you're going to cut the power by half and the size by three quarters in the product we're going to launch in the first half of next year. Going forward, we'll integrate more and more functions to make the product smaller, better, and better power. And this is all about the innovation about UMPC. But technology is not sufficient. You have to have other things, other technologies, other capabilities into the platform. others on anytime wireless, optimize displays, making sure that the 5 to 7 inch displays are bright, good resolution, low power to make sure that it delivers the quality of the video, the graphics, the pictures you want to have. It had the right peripherals and other technologies like GPS and TV that people would want to have, especially on their automobile devices. It's all about the internet. We all know that. The good thing about this device that you could carry it with you and still have an internet access. Earlier this year, in January CES, Paul and Terry Semel, Yahoo CEO, talked about Intel and Yahoo cooperating to bring internet capabilities, internet services, which we call truly personal internet, into UMPC. I had this wonderful opportunity to call Marco here. He's the Senior Vice President of Yahoo, to talk about Yahoo Go for UMPC and describe what it really is.
Hi, Marco.
Hi, thanks, Donnie, for having me. So let me first tell you how excited Yahoo really is to work with Intel on the ultra-mobile PC opportunity, because we see that this great device is really, you know, a great extension of what, you know, we have on the PC to the mobile environment, especially leveraging the rich PC ecosystem. So Intel and Yahoo, as you know, are really working together to create the ultra-rich user experience of those Yahoo services that over 500 million people use in the world. The Yahoo Go, just our client experience, the media-rich user experience designed for casual interaction rather than always staring at a screen. Now, you know, I have the full power of kind of like the PC environment at my hands, in the palm of my hands. And again, because it's Yahoo, everything is fully personalized. The ultra-mobile PC is local aware. That means I'll just say I want to find a restaurant, I can find other things, and do search, and boom, because the ultra-mobile PC knows where I am, I now see here on Yahoo Maps the cool restaurants, and again, brought in by the Yahoo community, personalized ratings and recommendations. So again, we are really excited about this. This is a real way of bringing what we call the lean back internet into the next phase, and you know, very happy to work with Intel.
Okay, thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you.
So this is really taking use of the ecosystem that was built in the past 25 years, from application to services to capabilities, running on the machine or over the internet into these smaller and smaller devices. So there is a question at the top of this poll saying, delivering the personal internet. This is, of course, a rhetorical question. Definitely, yes. Intel has an unmatched combination of process technology, design and architectural capability, and manufacturing arm that could really create these products, deliver the features, deliver the capability, and run them in millions around the world. We have a year ahead of process technology. We are already shipping more 65 nanometer technology than our 90 nanometer technology, while our competition is not shipping a single 65 nanometer technology. We have 45 nanometer technology in design going to be taped out soon. We have shown you the wonderful CPU market architecture, best of class, and our manufacturing is ramping in a significant manner and building factories as we speak to be able to deliver even more. This leads to leading in performance. This leads us into better power performance. This leads us to be able to deliver all the things that I talked about in this presentation. So I want to end up this discussion, and thank you very much for your listening in this afternoon talk. Thank you.